JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 65, the Shemitah Controversy.
The return of Jews to the land of Israel in significant numbers. As I mentioned earlier in this series, Jews were the majority population in many, many parts of the land of Israel by the middle and late 1800s, occasioned a new problem that didn't exist before. And that problem was the seventh sabbatical year, the Shemitah year. According to Jewish tradition and to the Torah, the land was to lie fallow. It was not to be worked. The crops were not to be planted or harvested in this seventh year of the Shemitah year. Now, that was never a problem because there never were Jewish agriculturalists. There, you know, for hundreds of years it didn't exist. Now all of a sudden you have the colonies, and you have the colonies that are supported by the baron, who came to the baron, for instance, in 1879 and said to him, well, we have a year's vacation coming, and just keep on sending the check. The baron didn't really like that. He said, I'm going to support these guys for a year. They don't do anything. There must be a solution. Now, Jews have an attitude that as long as you can find a rabbi, there will be a solution to every problem. It's not true, but nevertheless, that mindset exists. So the baron threatened to close down the entire operation and really cripple the Chovev Etzion because of the fact that there would be no work on the sabbatical year, on the Shemitah year. Rabbi Moel Ever, who was the one that interested the baron at the beginning in the project, then went around. And he, together with the great Rabbi Isaac Elchanan, who was the rabbi of Kaunas in Lithuania, and other great rabbis, devised a method to circumvent the Shemitah problem. That was called the Heter Mechira, subterfuge by which the land was sold to non-Jews for the year, and because of that, work could be done and crops could be harvested. It's somewhat akin to the legal loophole that is used for Pesach when our chametz is also sold to a non-Jew before Pesach, but under the unstated but understood agreement that after Pesach, the non-Jew will sell it back to us. Well, this was the same idea. The land is sold to a non-Jew, to an Arab, who is not considered to be a pagan. The Muslims are not pagans, so therefore the land could be sold to them with the understanding that when the seventh year ended, they would sell it back to the Jews. This idea of the Heter Mechira exists until today. It's been renewed every 7 years, and because of this, it has always remained a controversial issue in Jewish life, controversial both legally religious but controversial politically as well, because it's a statement. It's a statement regarding how one's attachment to the land of Israel is politically. And because of this, therefore, there was always opposition to this Heter Mechira, but it always was in force. And it's very difficult for us to imagine how the state could exist without it being in force. In our time, other loopholes have been found by Haredi groups, etc., all of which are loopholes, because the idea of the sabbatical year in our time is not of Torah origin anymore. It's only of rabbinic origin. And because of that, therefore, there are different methods of circumventing the problem. But the Heter Mechira became a dividing line, and because of that dividing line, many religious Jews, including the head of the Chovev Etzion, Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, opposed the Heter. Rabbi Berlin resigned as being the head of the Chovev Etzion because of this issue. and the Chovev Etzion turned from being an organization controlled and led by religious Jews to an organization controlled and led by secular Jews when Dr. Leo Pinsker became the head of the Chovev Etzion. And this became the forerunner of political Zionism, which would arise in the late 1890s. I want to thank you for watching. My name is Beryl Wein.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.